Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia Archer and James with your 9am Zedlines. There is a content warning for this next story as it contains mentions of sexual harassment. A Brisbane woman walking home from an NRL game has captured the moment she was stalked and sexually harassed by a group of men in a car. She was walking home from the train station after a football game on a quiet Brisbane street. The video has sparked outrage but highlights the regularity of gendered violence that is currently in the national spotlight. New data on wellbeing reveals how Australian regions score in health, income, housing and more. Public policy advisers analysed 518 local government areas, rating them on 7 criteria: economy, income, employment, housing, health, equality and environment. Brisbane was the only Queensland city in the top 10 highest performing areas, while Sydney's Northern Beaches claimed the number one spot in the ranking.
In national news, the South Australian government made a $250,000 contribution to Ambulance Wish South Australia, a charity program for people in palliative care. St. John Ambulance South Australia has provided a special ambulance to transport these patients. The program has just launched and plans to fulfill 10 wishes in its first year, but is looking for more funding in order to reach its goal of 75 to 100 a year. Regional communities are fighting back against plans to build waste-to-energy facilities in their backyard. Near Dubbo, residents are fighting against the Narwonga Energy Reclamation Plant, claiming that the companies have yet to adequately address health concerns, questions about gas flares, and the use of incinerators. Many old-style incinerators have stopped production for decades due to health concerns for residents living around sites. The waste facilities are capable of turning over 1 million metric tons of waste into energy.
In international news, Australian Eurovision fans have been greeted with upsetting news this morning as the band Electric Fields has disappointingly missed out on the grand final. Regardless, Electric Fields has become the first ever performer to play a traditional instrument on the Eurovision stage, sharing a small part of our nation's history with around 162 million people. With the big five countries and some exciting new faces, such as Lithuania and Luxembourg, the semi-final rounds will be held on Friday at 5 a.m. AST and the big finale on Sunday at 5 a.m. AST. For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as PS3. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge...